From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Wednesday, December 17th. One of the most notorious murder cases in Chico may be tried again, with the death penalty back on the table. NSPR's Andre Bayek has the latest.
In 1989, a Chico State student, Stephen Crittenden, was sentenced to death for killing a prominent Chico doctor and his wife. While Crittenden has been behind bars, the case has had many twists, including an overturned conviction. 4 years ago, it appeared the case finally reached a conclusion. That was when Crittenden struck a plea deal that had him admit to the killings and delay his possible release from prison. In return, he avoided a potential trip back to death row. But now, the California Department of Corrections alleges that plea deal is illegal. Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey rejects that claim.
They're wrong. That's the very simple matter.
The state prison system argues the deal goes against laws, giving some prisoners a chance to reenter society earlier. These rules are aimed at elderly prisoners and people who committed crimes as young adults, like Crittenden. The DA says if the deal falls apart, he'll again seek the death penalty.
CDC's desire to make their point puts Mr. Crittenden back at death's door.
Crittenden's attorney also thinks the plea deal should stand. A judge is scheduled to review it next month. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Six people were arrested in a sex trafficking sting operation in Shasta County on Saturday. Known prostitution websites were used by the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, District Attorney's Office, Redding Police Department, and FBI to advertise sex acts and allow appointments to be made at a local motel. The Sheriff's Office reports about 150 people responded on the website. Six made appointments and were arrested when they arrived at the location. North State schools and counties got some good news that funding provided under the Secure Rural Schools Act was restored. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The reinstated funding follows intense lobbying by a bipartisan group of lawmakers and school districts. The effort was led by U.S. Representative Doug LaMalfa, who represents much of the North State. For more than a century, hundreds of counties and thousands of rural school districts across the country have relied on money from the Secure Rural Schools Act. It helps offset lost tax revenue in areas where large amounts of land are owned by the federal government and cannot be taxed. This year, a routine reauthorization bill passed in the U.S. Senate, but not in the House. As a result, most counties saw that funding drop by about 80%, triggering staff layoffs and canceled school programs. The bill now heads to President Donald Trump's desk for his signature. In Chico, I'm Ken DeBall.
Butte County supervisors yesterday approved a lease agreement to allow construction of a new Verizon cell tower. The tower will be off of Kiefer Road and on the same land where a new fire station will go. Recently, the land was cleared for the project in an environmental review. At its meeting this week, the board gave it the green light, something Supervisor Peter Durfee was happy to see.
And I can tell you, cell phone service out there is god-awful. I can't use my cell phone in my house, and I live about half a mile from this location.
A consultant working with the county found that a tower would resolve that gap in service in the area. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office is alerting residents to an ongoing telephone scam where individuals impersonate deputy sheriffs. The scam begins with a caller who falsely claims to be an officer from a non-existent citation and warrant department. They then demand payment for an outstanding arrest warrant. The sheriff's office says it does not require payment over the phone, and anyone who receives a call like this should hang up and report it to the sheriff's office. For the last 6 weeks, children who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border alone have been stuck in federal custody at shelters across the country. The Trump administration has stopped releasing these kids to their families, but it's not explaining why. Reporter Mark Betancourt with the California Newsroom has more.
The Office of Refugee Resettlement currently holds 2,400 unaccompanied kids in shelters while officials make sure it's safe to release them to their parents or relatives, known as sponsors. But since early November, attorneys for migrant children say the Trump administration has virtually stopped releasing kids to sponsors, even when they've cleared the vetting process. Office of Refugee Resettlement data show that in October, the government released about 100 children to sponsors, but over the last month and a half, they've released a total of just 4. ORR has not responded to requests to explain the current policy. For the California Newsroom, I'm Mark Betancourt.
The Whitmore Elementary and Mountain Union School Districts in Shasta County will merge into a single district in 2027. According to the county's Office of Education, both schools will stay open, and the merger will help address staffing and budgetary constraints. The districts already share a superintendent. He told KRCR, the consolidation will ensure the districts aren't forced to close. Both have struggled with declining enrollment. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, December 17th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.